In the New Testament, we hear how they drove Hondas. Yes, Acts tells us the disciples were all in accord. This morning, our New Testament scripture lesson comes to us from Paul's letters, this time to the church in Philippi. Let us now hear Philippians 4:4 through 9, which speaks about our joy from God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything be in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received, and heard and seen them in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The word of God for the people of God. Please be seated.
And so this morning's message is going to be brought to us by Miss Betsy and Mr. Marty Bartley.
Can you hear me? Oh, good. Okay. Gosh, look at the time. I didn't know how late it was. I've got to say my prayers and go to bed and get some sleep. I'm sorry, Lord, that I can't kneel anymore. It's not the kneeling, it's the getting up. But anyway, we'll go on. And I'll start my prayers with Our Father who art in heaven.
Yes.
Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father who art in heaven.
There, you did it again.
Did what?
You called me. You said, Our Father who art in heaven, and here I am.
But I didn't mean anything by it. I was, you know, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. Makes me feel good. Kind of like getting a duty done.
Okay, go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it. What did you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be thy name.
It means, oh, good grief, I don't know what it means. How should I know? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Hey, that makes sense. I never thought what hallowed meant before. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Did you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not? What are you doing about it?
Doing? Nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of neat if you got everything under control down here like you have up there.
Yes. Have I got control of you, Betsy?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked you. What about your bad temper? You really have a problem there, you know. And what about the kind of books you read?
Stop picking on me. I'm just as good as some of the rest of these phonies that go to church.
Excuse me. I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, we'll have to start with the ones who are praying for it, like you, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have some hang-ups now that you mention it. I could probably name a few others, too.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it very much until now, but I really would like to cut out some of those things. I would, like to be really free.
Good. Now you're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Some victories can truly be won. I'm really proud of you.
Look, Lord, I need to finish up here. It's taken a bit longer than it usually does. Give us this day our daily bread.
Well, you need to cut out white things like bread. You're overweight as it is.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this, criticize me day? Here I was doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of my hang-ups?
Well, praying is a dangerous thing. You could wind up changed, you know. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep on with your praying. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer. Well, go on.
I'm scared, too.
Scared of what?
I know what you're going to say.
Okay, try me and see.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
What about Beverly?
See, I knew it. I knew you would bring her up. Lord, she's told lies about me and cheated me out of money. She never paid back that debt she owed me. I've sworn to get even with her.
But your prayer, what about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's not much fun carrying that load of bitterness around inside, is it?
No, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even. Boy, if I had some plans for old Beverly, she'll wish she never did me any harm.
Betsy, you'll never feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. Think how unhappy you already are. But I can change all that.
You can? How?
Forgive Beverly. Then I will forgive you. The hate and sin will be Beverly's problem and not yours. You may lose money, but you will have settled your heart.
But Lord, I can't forget Beverly.
Then I can't forgive you.
Oh, you're right. You always are. And more than I want revenge on Beverly, I want to be right with you. All right, I forgive her. Help her to find the right road in life, Lord. She's bound to be awfully miserable now that I think about it. Anybody who goes around doing the things she does to others has to be out of it. Somehow, some way, show her the way and help me to forget and forgive.
There now, wonderful. How do you feel?
Well, not bad at all. In fact, I feel pretty good. You know, I don't think I'll have to go to bed uptight tonight for the first time I can remember. Maybe I won't be tired from now on because I'm not getting enough rest.
But you're not through with your prayer. Go on.
Oh, all right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good. I'll just do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
Change some friendships. Don't use me for an escape hatch.
I don't understand.
Sure you do. You've done it a lot of times. You got caught in a bad situation, you get in trouble, and then you come running to me. Lord, help me get out of this mess, and I promise I'll never do it again. You remember some of these bargains you tried to make with me?
Yes, I'm ashamed, Lord. I really am. I'm sorry, Lord. Up until now, I thought that if I prayed the Lord's Prayer every day, then I could do whatever I liked. I didn't expect you to answer.
Go ahead and finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Do you know what would really bring me glory? What would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know. I want to please you. I can see what a mess I've made of my life, and I would really like to be one of your followers.
You just answered the question.
I did.
Yes, the thing that would bring me glory is to have people like you truly love me, and I see that it's happening to us. There's no telling what we can do together.
Lord, let's see what we can make of me.
Yes, let's see.
Amen. Thank you.